Dagnetic Lavish is with us. A homicide inquiry is underway into the tragic death of a Lower Hutt toddler. Ruthless Empire soldier Rain Ryan Shepherd Wall, who died last week with what's now described as blunt force injuries. There was some talk through the media of wet wipes. Even so, it's again a reminder that some of our tamariki are far from safe. Thanks for joining us on the program again, Nader. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Kia ora, Dale, and kia ora to everyone listening in on our station today. This is absolutely tragic. And one has to wonder about the baby's name. It is a rather odd name for a child. I've never heard the name before, ever.
And me too. Obviously, I'm sort of familiar with some naming trends with some of our gang whānau. And so, you know, I'm assuming, but I don't want to assume. What do we know that is for real? Because at one stage I heard a news report talking about wet wipes. The baby might have choked on wet wipes. And now this morning I get the impression that blunt force injuries were the cause for a young Ruthless Empire's death. Do you know any more, Dane, Nader?
Well, all I know is that the blunt force trauma is in actual fact a coroner's report, meaning, of course, that the baby has already been examined by pathologists, and I'm not sure about the wet wipes or where that would come from unless it was used by whoever caused damage to the baby, tried to wipe it up or whatever. But that blunt force trauma is a report from the coroner. So we know that that's exactly what happened to cause the death of the baby. And, you know, there's only the plea to our people, e te whānau, is that, you know, kia hina wā tātou mokopuna. We must look after our tamariki mokopuna. They are tamariki. They're of the higher realm. For heaven's sake, they are reflections of us and reflections of their whakapapa. And they are tomorrow's kaumātua. Why would we do that to our children, to our tamariki? Good grief, Dale. I find it extremely difficult to even hear the news about this child or any child who's hurt at all.
Tēnā koe, some of the facts behind the situation are a little unclear. What we do know is that this toddler is no longer with us. Sadly, in some situations, people in households run for the hills, literally. Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't see it. I don't know what went on. And we might be confronted by that. Who knows? What we do know is at least 9 kids died at the hands of those who were supposed to care for them last year. And we've seen several rebrands of Wāranga Tamariki, dozens of reviews, strategies, different prime ministers still faced with a tragedy like this. Nader, are there any solutions?
Well, I'm just lost for words. I truly am. The mothers and grandmothers, the fathers and grandfathers that are hearing this station, check. Every one of us needs to check our tamariki mokopuna and be responsible. Because irresponsibility, I heard last night the mother crying, my baby has been murdered. And my goodness me, where was the mother while this was happening? It's yeah, absolutely lost for words. I'm not often lost for words, Dale, but on this one, I just, that's the only plea I have to every one of us. Look after our tamariki mokopuna. Those are tomorrow's kaumātua, and they are the reflections of us today.
Just 2 years of age, can't do anything for himself. Roo, they called him. And this from the Herald from Sam Sheward. He said the broken family of Roo, who died on Sunday, want those responsible to be honest and do the right thing. So somebody knows something, you'd have to think, eh?
Well, they'd have to. They would absolutely have to. And they need to be brought to justice. They really need to be brought to justice. Not that that's going to bring this baby back, but the story that they're brought to justice with may strengthen us to be more vigilant in looking after our own tamariki in every household, e tātouma. It is tragic.
It's one thing to talk about more competency that we can expect from organisations like Oranga Tamariki, obviously, who look after kids who are in troubled situations. But that might not have helped in this circumstance, eh, Nata?
No, I don't think that it would have. And Oranga Tamariki are not responsible for our tamariki. They are playing a locum parentis role in terms of all our mokopuna tamariki that are in Oranga Tamariki. Theirs is a locum parentis role. The responsibility is with us, back with their families, back with their whānau. And I doubt very much, there's no way that Oranga Tamariki could have done anything. And right at this moment, we are actually about to receive, tamariki that had gone into care and had been harmed while in care in a Crown agency. So these are happening to us, whether we be at home with our own like this poor little baby. And even when they were in state care, the harms were happening ki wā tātou tamariki. And so the responsibility sits back with us. We need to become more responsible for our own.
Dame Nata, thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today. It's a very sad and sobering situation.